And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
She drives me crazy.
Yeah, dude, you gotta go by Fine Young Cannibals. You can't go by your name. I don't know you.
This guy tours currently under his name. What's his name, Lou? Christine's getting our guest. Oh, I'll wait until she comes back. You don't have to do it.
Well, you guys, I'll cover. It's The Bonfire. Sirius XM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson. Lou Witzke in studio. Jacob Patat out. It's a high holiday. Shout out to the tribes, to the 12 tribes of Israel.
It's Roland something.
Roland Gift.
Gift. Yeah. But that would mean nothing to you.
No.
If you
I would think it was the old Booker of O&A.
If they were even like, do you want to see the last two songs of Roland Gift tonight? You'd say no, because I don't know who the fuck that is. Yeah. Meanwhile, you'd be seeing She Drives Me Crazy and Good Thing. You've been gone too long.
I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, you do. What was their other hit?
Red, Red Wine?
No, that's UB40,
dude.
Oh, I'm racist.
You really are racist. Now, they have other hits. It was one more that sounds more like this, but there's a good Thing sucks.
I always feel like this is the time where you could probably bet money that these guys were wearing eyeshadow while they sang this.
Nah, they were so plain.
They were?
So plain. You remember what they looked like, Fine Young Cannibals?
No.
Just dudes in jackets and shirts.
Just that song was always on one of those mixed CD previews.
Yeah.
That's where I always heard it.
I remember the video. The guy's disturbing looking. No, he had the horseshoe George Jefferson hair already.
Nice, dude. Cul-de-sac. This is the other Fine Young Cannibal?
This is not a hit, but...
Is this Suspicious Minds?
Yeah.
Like his voice
no.
is brutal.
It's like bad Aaron Neville.
What's their other hit, though, besides Good Thing? Put on Good Thing in the meantime, because Dan's got to hear that. Because you definitely know this song.
I think this was... What's up, Black Lou?
What you doing to me?
A Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Johnson. In studio.
In studio. Yay. In studio. Oh,
Christine,
everyone's coming in at once.
Just retrieved our guest from the lobby. You know her from Broad Topics. It's Kim Congdon.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, world?
It's me, Kim Congdon.
It's your girl.
She's coming in. We told her to come in with VJ energy.
Yo, guys, got Simon Rex here, and we're going to learn about the new Dane Cook movie.
It's Friday.
Carly Black and everything. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Simon Rex just did a movie he's getting like critically acclaimed
for. Yeah, called like Rocket or...
Yeah, that Red Rocket.
Yeah, something about him.
But did they find out he did like whack at his own wiener porn?
No.
Simon Rex?
That's how he got into the role, dude, years ahead.
Was it a role like that?
He's method.
Is he whacking wiener?
Oh, you found him. Oh, Black Lou.
Kim, it's good to have you in studio officially.
It's nice.
I'm
going to
say it's not. I'm just
so far not enjoying
I'm
it.
I'm just going to be a contrarian.
I know,
and
I'm
say
bombing.
No, welcome to the bonfire in studio finally. Yesterday we were talking about how all little kids lie.
Yeah.
And you'd make up lies to your friends. Like I told my friends in fourth grade that Steven Seagal in Under Siege.
Yeah.
That movie was based on my dad because he was a cook in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
But he wasn't. We all went through the room and kind of talked about our lies.
I think I would tell people that my dad fought more people in front of me than he ever possibly did.
Yeah.
I see my dad getting to a couple of dust ups, like two, but like I would tell people all the time. I think I told at one point he ripped a man's door off with his hands of his car and went home pretty confident that I was like, everyone's buying that.
Everyone's scared of my dad. What were your lies?
Okay, the one lie that I said is actually pretty sad. My friend Rachel talks about it all the time. She says every day in third grade, I would come to school and say that I was getting a dog on Friday.
Oh my God. You were just fucking emotionally edging yourself every fucking week.
What would happen on the next Monday?
I would just be like, my mom's going to take me next Friday.
Oh, you know what? She ran late at work.
Yeah, it was always like a different thing that weekend.
Yeah, shit went haywire.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well,
then
my mom had to do a last minute astronaut mission.
Sorry. Yeah.
Keep digging bigger and
my
awful.
Mom's on another secret mission. I can't tell you about
it. Yeah. But my friend was like, by the end of the year, I was like, I don't care if you get the dog or not. Like, she was so mature about it. She was like, please.
You're still my friend, dog or no dog.
Yeah.
You don't need a dog for me to like you.
Dude, I remember this girl, Lauren, and she was like the first girl that in middle school was like, only would date black dudes, and she was like, "What's up, y'all?" Like she was like she changed just one year. She showed up at our middle school and was just like, "What's up?" And like cat eye makeup or whatever.
Right.
And she would in homeroom be like, "Yeah, my dad owns Bally's. Like that's my family's like business. Is we own Bally's."
What's her last name, Bally?
No. She also lived in the same subdivision that I lived in.
He goes, "My dad owns Bally's." He goes, "What's your name?" He goes, "Sarah Equinox."
Sarah 24 Hour Fitness.
My name's Karen Planet Fitness.
Yeah, but it was like a lie where you're like, "Hey, did you not do any research on how to lie? You have to have it. There has to be some believability."
We had a girl that in middle school was lying about being pregnant. But she did it in the beginning of the year, so she had to like try and upkeep it all year, and she kept being like, "I'm just growing slower than others." Like it was always weird. She'd bring baby clothes.
No,
that's
she lied and said she was pregnant.
Scary. Yeah, she lied and said she was pregnant.
How do you get your parents to buy you baby clothes for a lie?
I don't know.
Like, can I get a? Can I get this rainbow one?
He goes, "It's been 10 months. Where's this baby?" He goes, "I lost the baby." He goes, "When?" Month ago.
you weren't showing it all 2 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, then what? When will I start showing?
You haven't started your period.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. I think I'm still pregnant. That's why I thought I was pregnant.
Marcus Silva dropped us a nice hammer from yesterday.
This is like a classic child lie in a way that's great. Because you're like, man, you really fucked it up at the
end.
It's
a good one. Although, if it was like I was at a concert, Michael Jackson pointed at me, and 2 hours later, I was sucking his dick on a roller coaster.
There are those stories. Those are the stories that those kids thought they were lying.
Yeah.
Where they're like, "I fuck Michael Jackson
all the time."
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Eric's calling a liar. Goes, "No, dude. My parents. He helicoptered my parents to a mountaintop. And then he fucked me all day long."
We watched Home Alone 2, 69.
I swear I did. Smell my mouth.
Yeah, dude.
Smell my mouth.
He goes, "Then how did I get rhythm this good? How did I get rhythm this good?"
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. And they started like doing like hat stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think I can move my tussie like this? And it's not because I got fucked. So, Mark,
you can moonwalk in a split.
He goes, "Give me that banana." Gone. When I butt fuck, I have to make that noise.
Marcus Silva said he went to school with a guy who went to an MC Hammer concert. The next day, he said he was leaving school because Hammer saw his dance moves in the crowd and invited him to go on tour. What's that Monday like?
That is
You really got to think about the Mondays after these lies.
Yeah.
You thought you went on tour with Hammer. He goes, "Tour got canceled."
It's crazy.
You know, I feel like I had a lot of truths that sounded like lies.
In your life?
Yeah. Like when I was younger, I would be like, "My cousin's dad might be Vanilla Ice." And everyone's like, "Yeah, right." And I was like, "No, my aunt really would do that."
Yeah. You don't understand. My aunt will fuck Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Still. She'd still give it to Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Just for the home repairs.
Hell yeah.
Rob Van Winkle, dude? He can fucking clean
Rob
the place
Van Winkle
up.
He's
throw
a nice guy.
Out. Is he?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I met him. I went to his concert recently. And,
really?
Yeah, and it was really cool. His assistant's like a fan of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been asking me and Sarah to go to a show for years. And we finally went. It was I Love the 90s Party. We were backstage dancing to Ice Ice Baby. And the whole time in the green room, I was like, "Do not tell him your aunt fucked him in front of his family. Do not tell him your aunt fucked him. He was almost your uncle."
Dude. His reaction to that story, cool he goes, "Oh, yeah? God, that's crazy." His wife is just looking at him. He goes, "Yeah."
Yeah, we knew better back then. It's really good like to pick a one-hit wonder to be like the family. It's got to be a huge one-hit wonder.
Yes.
Like, "Oh, my dad's a DJ for La Bouche." Be my lover.
I told you when I got high when I was at Fringe Festival, I changed Wikipedia to say that my dad performed the sax solo in Baker Street.
Nice.
That's so specific.
And it was
it really is, but it's what sounds like a truth.
But it was up there for an hour, and then they struck it down.
Until the actual son of that guy was like, "Hey."
But I took a screen grab of it to be like, "Yeah, dude, my dad did this on Wikipedia. My dad did the Baker Street lick."
I don't even know what Baker Street is.
This song here?
Yeah.
You know, when you hear the kick in, you'll know what it is.
Oh.
This is almost like the fight song of Alcoholics. You don't know it.
Not yet.
Right now, you're not.
Okay.
Right here.
I'm like, I've heard this at the spa.
Yeah, here it comes.
Oh, yeah,
right here.
For sure you've heard
it
at the
spa. This is my dad on the sax.
I promise you, I've never heard this in my life.
Really?
Yeah, but I love it.
It's a fantastic song.
It's incredible.
It's been covered by a few people.
Bakersfield?
Baker Street.
Baker Street.
Oh, yeah, it's just okay. A song about Bakersfield. God, I love Inward California.
It was my favorite comedy jams. I did this song, and I said the most selfless act in comedy jam history. It's very minimal lyrics and all sax, so I let Jeremiah Watkins really work it.
Yeah, dude.
I really let him own that stage.
Jerry Rafferty. Jay and I would get high and watch Jerry Rafferty live because he looks mentally retarded. So when he sings...
He looks like he has Down syndrome.
Yeah, when he sings, he's like... He's got those
on that video and tell me he doesn't have Down syndrome. Yeah, put on Baker Street Live, Christine.
Baker Street Live. And
he's headbutting the rest of the band.
Yeah. You go, this guy will chew through anything.
dude, while she's bringing that up... me and Christine actually watched two episodes last night of Dark Side of Comedy, the last two episodes.
Oh, they're doing that now? They're doing Dark Side of the Ring, but
they're not
comedy?
That good. Most of them aren't that good. The Dice one was kind of whatever. It was cool seeing the footage, but like the story was whatever that we all know. Nothing kind of new. But the last two were Screech, Dustin Diamond, and Geraldo. And those were both pretty interesting.
Greg Geraldo.
Yeah, they did a Geraldo one. Pretty wild.
Was his wife and kids in it?
No, his kids were.
And his kids seemed like happy and well-adjusted, which was great.
You know, his son was
a waiter.
Yeah, it was just a waiter at the cellar this summer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, his name's Greg.
Yeah.
Greg Jr.
Yeah, and I was talking to him, and he's like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, oh, my God. You're Greg Giraldo's son. And he was like very nice about it. He's like, yeah. I was like, dude, your dad fucking ruled.
Dude, like, sometimes I feel like doing drugs and just walking away from everything. You know what I'm talking about, kid, right?
He goes, I feel like going to New Brunswick. He's like,
it is the saddest death at the Stress Factory's hotel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Like, he didn't even have to stay at the hotel. You could have just come home. It's like 30 minutes.
No.
Drivable gig.
Drivable gig, Stress Factory.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Not the Stress Factor.
Vinny does ghost tours of the hotel during the day. They say sometimes at night you can hear Greg. What?
Wait, what's Dark Side of Comedy? Like 30 for 30, but comedy?
Yeah. It's on Vice, which they're also doing another show for you, Dan.
Called Territories.
Oh, yeah.
About wrestling territories.
This week?
I was going to drop the big news on you.
No, I know. I'm very excited for it. Dude, I'm a wrestling fan. I knew about it.
No, it's fine.
The Dustin Diamond one was really like, I remember him like,
made me feel bad.
Being a goof. You know, I remember his house going on sale.
He did up porn. It made me feel bad because
makes you feel for him.
It really, I just knew him as like, it was Screech. And then you see again, a comic trying, or an actor trying to do comedy.
At first he tried to box Rorschach. That was like, he did celebrity boxing.
Trying to say Horshack?
Rorschach, no, from Watchmen.
Watchmen? He fought
Horshack and then started doing stand-up. And I remember the first time I worked Stanford and Sons.
He came through?
Shout out Craig Glazer.
Hey, all right.
I got picked up at the airport at night by this kid, and I was doing Tuesday through Sunday. And he picked me up on Tuesday, and we were just driving to the hotel, and I was like, how do you like, you know, you worked here long? And he's like, nah, I just started working at Stanford and Sons. And I was like, do you like it? He's like, it's awesome. Screech was here last week. And I just remember this feeling I had in my chest where I was like, oh no, this is going to be a tough week.
Screech. Yeah. So well, he went from acting to comedy, I'm saying though. Like, he wasn't like doing comedy in that. Even like Nick Cannon apparently did stand up
as a
when
child.
He was like a kid, like before. And we see how that panned out.
But he also played the character like longer because he was on the Good Morning Miss Bliss, which was like what we kind of called Saved by the Bell the early years. And then he also lived in the college years.
When they lived in Indiana and then they all moved to the same place in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy thing that they said was that at the peak, he made $10,000 an episode, which is fucking garbage.
On like his seventh years.
Wow.
I mean, that was like, that show was syndicated there, right? It was on five different channels in the 90s.
I'm pretending I wouldn't take that right now. Yeah. Like, that is bad.
Terrible. That's 12 episodes?
No.
You would take it right now.
When he took the job like right away for the first many years, he was making like $1,000 an episode or something like that. It was something like really low, or $1,500 or something.
That's fucked.
And also, he's the dork.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Mario Lopez and...
Yeah, you get to be the shitty dorky guy for the rest of your life. Who you have annoys, to be paid well.
Who annoys the black girl because you're in love with her.
That's why they pay more for herpes commercials.
Yeah.
You have to like, be the herpes girl.
You're going to wear this the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I wonder now
they probably do pay more for that. You know, it's funny what he did say.
You literally get emotional herpes when you do a herpes commercial.
They're like, we're going to fuck you up.
You know what they said that was like, it makes total sense, but it's a bit of a letdown because also the reason... people would hate him is because when that celebrity fit club happened on VH1 that he was on.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the piece of shit.
Was he, though? I kind of feel like...
No, he was. He was a dick to everybody. Yeah, he would also talk... Dude, it's one of the funniest scenes ever. They show it in the documentary when he was talking about it. He goes, someone comes up to me, man. I go, I'll knife him right in the gut. You come at me, I'll knife you in the gut. Because he goes, cause I got the moves. He does that, like, genuinely.
Didn't
he? Like, he does, like, a swing. And, yeah, and he was like a knife nut. He did pull a knife on somebody
didn't
once.
Didn't he put a knife in a guy's gut?
No, he got poked him in the armpit, but it was more like an accident, but he did pull it out to like fight the guy.
It's always surprising to see how a lot of times actors are very close to who they are in shows. Like they're still themselves, they're just that character.
Well, the thing about Screech on the Celebrity Fit Club, when he was the dick on the show, he said they thought, he accepted that because he thought it was going to be like a change. People would see him differently so he could act again because he was paid to do that. He said they double your money if you're the villain on a show like that.
Oh,
like, what a bummer to hear that, though. Right. So when you see a reality show and like someone's the dick, they've agreed to be the dick because that's going to be their public image.
Their rent's just high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got a call from a producer that went, okay, so here's what we're thinking about doing this season. What if you're the bad guy?
But then they make it much worse than they probably pitched to you, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Because
like,
they made
oh,
him.
You're
going to
be the
him.
Girl that everyone's jealous of. And then they put you in and they're like, fuck this guy. And it's like that girl's dad.
Yeah. Harder. Put on like a Dustin Diamond compilation from Celebrity Fit Club. Like worst moments.
They just
something.
Made him a fucking asshole. Huh?
They made him a fucking asshole. And then he started doing comedy like after that even. And then again, I only saw him once, but you'd hear the stories. And again, I came very prejudged to be like, fuck this guy and his thing. And then his comedy was atrocious. He also tried to like do it confidently.
Yeah.
There was no humility in his comedy. It was very like dick swingy.
Did he do
that? And then he would argue with people in the audience that would yell shit out. And he'd be like, he's like, what's up, fuckhead? Is that the best you got? Where's Lisa Turtle? I don't know. She's like, whatever. You know, like he just would get into it.
She's in my butt because I'm farting on her. That's me farting on Lisa Turtle.
That's sort of what he did. He goes, she's in a trunk of my house. And then just like move on. But like he ate
Which
shit doing comedy. But it's like, I when this documentary was over, I was more like, oh, dude, he's like a tragic story, dude. Everything's just.
Well, real quick, when you were talking about doing the like sitcom themed jokes at the top, that's what Bob Saget did when he first came back. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
When he first started doing stand-up, it was all like, yeah, so Jesse and I are sucking each other's dicks. It was all like...
Oh, right away he goes, I know.
More like
almost...
Kimmy Gobbler.
Yeah. That might be an actual joke.
No.
I swear to God, I think you actually... I mean, Bob Saget's a very nice guy, but when he first came back, he was just doing like Full House. Like,
good news,
can you
Kim,
believe?
It's yours now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got the news.
You were
what?
Just knighted.
Bob Saget's dead?
Shut up. I wrote a song. I love you, Bob Saget.
I think me and Josh are performing the Bob Saget tributes at Comedy Jam at Skankfest.
I'm pretty so
sure.
Fun.
I'm pretty sure we're doing our Linkin
so
Park
excited.
Version
for Skankfest.
Yeah.
Do you like Vegas?
I love Vegas. I just went. I like craps now. So
craps are very fun.
Yeah.
Craps is so fun. Can we play
should,
craps?
I'll play
Kim
craps.
Let's
don't
do
play
craps.
Game. That's not what Kim's not looking to play craps you the way you hope. She wants you to spend all your money, and then she wants to wiggle her butt and make you feel like you're getting lucky.
Listen, I was minding
Kim's a
my...
table slut.
I'm not a table slut. But can I tell you what happened? It wasn't my fault. I was minding my business at the blackjack table, playing with my own money, and some dude's
this
like...
This before that she came, we were all doing the show in Vegas. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and some dude comes over and he's like, you should come over and play craps. It's so much better. You're losing all your money. I was. And I was like, no, I don't know how to play. And he was like, come on. And he threw money at the seat next to him. He was like, I'll buy your first few. And I was like, whoop. And I like, moved over. I was like, hi. Yeah. So like, how?
You're into
it's really hard.
You work in human transportation? And he's like, I take people from one place.
So which war did you go to?
Yeah.
So tell what happened, though, because it really like... She couldn't lose.
The dude gave me $15 and I mean, the next day when I went to the craps table, I was like a legend. They were talking about your rolls all night.
The longer you keep a roll going, the more money everyone makes.
Dude, the guy gave me $15 and I walked out with like $800.
What?
Yeah.
That
but
is...
when she lost, he would just reimburse it.
Oh. Yeah, he'd be like, that's for you.
Oh, yeah. That's not gambling.
Yeah. No, he didn't do it every time. He didn't do it every time.
He just gave you
$800. He didn't do it every time. And what he would do is, not when I lost, he wouldn't reimburse it. He would bet like an extra one. So if he won, I'd get the extras.
Yeah, fuck that. Dude, when you're a guy, they're like, you have to make the decision of like, do I go back to the ATM?
I wanted to start a whole, I wanted to pimp girls out at the casino, like in charge of them, tell them where to go, what to do, train them, well, and then have them all give me a percentage of what they
want.
You
know what's fun about that?
Can you commit to the, like, I'm nervous and don't know, for long?
Yeah, I can do it for at least 2 hours.
Well, Kim.
Until the table gets cold.
In Las Vegas, unfortunately, you'll run into a thing called real pimps in Las Vegas, and they won't like that you're doing that.
Well.
Kim's like, I train these girls to be super sweet. And he goes, yeah, whatever, bitch. Here's the deal. My girl's working this casino and I'll cut your face. He cuts her. She's like, what?
It's almost sneakier if the girl's like, seems like she's gambling on her own.
It does. Yeah. It looks like she's doing it.
Yeah. They don't have to fuck them.
Yeah.
And it's guys are just like, here you go. Whatever.
Take a chip. They feel so good if you win and you're like, I won. Yeah, and it was
your coins. It's a casino. You go, text me later. I'll answer or never answer and vanish into Vegas.
Yeah. Let's meet at Margaritaville.
No, but to be honest, it craps is about the energy at the table.
It is.
If you're having fun,
it's been explained to me 11 times. I get it that night, and then I lose it forever.
Come play craps when you're Skankfest. It's going to be fun.
I'll put a bet down for you.
He goes, yeah.
Can I have $10 when you come play, Jay?
Your first couple's on me. But
sorry,
then,
Christine.
Yeah, because Jay goes back to Christine.
I come back to Skankfest and go, yeah, Kim just rolled me for like $800 fucking craps table.
Christine goes, hey, Jay, our card's getting declined. And you go, all right, well, you got to understand, I was cold, but Kim was red hot.
Kim's sitting in like a tiger skin robe in a suite.
It is nice to be a woman. Guys love to offer. When you're a single woman, guys love to offer you their money. It's crazy.
They're just like, here, take money.
They're just like, take money. Like, I think they just want you to like write back or like see them. They're just like, here is $20.
Well, the internet, like, the businesses that the internet has opened up has been fantastic. You know, you have your joke about it, Kim, too. But like, I know more than one girl who's like, I'm on OnlyFans. And you're like, oh, like porn stuff on OnlyFans. They goes, no. Guys just like send me their dick pics and like I have to insult them. So they can like come to that, I guess.
Oh yeah.
But it's not like the one girl told us that when she first did it and she was like rape my dick and she was like it was like fine. She was like, that's good. It's like an 8. And he's like, what the fuck did I just pay for? You're supposed to say
an 8,
it's little
that's
and
good.
Stupid.
Oh.
And like, no. He wanted it to be insulted. She didn't get that. Yeah. Ooh. And I'm like, what a weird thing to be into.
A little tempo change, giving her direction. Because we're actually kind of thinking if you could go.
I love the enthusiasm, but.
Your baby face, I need you heel. I need you to tell me it's a stupid dick and you want to step on it.
When I was in college, there was an app where you could rate guys that you fucked.
Oh, what was that called? That came out when I was drinking at Stand Up New York. Because everyone's like,
are you on there?
Che and I were. No, Che was on it. Che was on The Daily Show when it came out.
Oh, shit.
And they were like, me, Nimesh, and Che were at Stand Up New York. Becky was still working there. And what was it called? It was called like, his act, like.
I almost said rate my professor, but that was a whole different thing.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Wait, really? That you could rate?
Your professor and not take the class if everybody was like, this person sucks.
Damn.
Oh, I thought you meant his looks.
Yeah.
I thought it was all based on looks and shit.
We all thought it was sex-based.
Professor goes, professor's pretty hot.
That's cool. You guys like students there teaching you do stuff. Yeah, they, what was it called?
It would say if they fuck good, if they were polite, if they paid for dinner, if they were cheap. It had like all the details.
Because one of them said that Che was rude. Out of like the 3 reviews that we found.
That's how you knew it was a real review.
Yeah. No, we were making fun. I remember that.
Oh, I forget.
What's called Lulu?
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It called Lulu? That's such a bad name.
Yeah, is a mobile app formerly available on iOS that allowed female users to make positive and negative evaluations of male users. It was Lulu.
Damn.
I say bring back Lulu.
When was it? What year? 2013.
I'm going to make one called Kimmy.
What happened to this?
Guys shut it down?
Yeah. I sort of remember. Men run the world. They were like, enough.
We had to put that. We're like, okay. Janine.
They were like, this in birth control.
Sorry.
Make it kill them more.
Yeah.
Aliyah Janine told me that there's a site where like sex workers like rate, it's like backwards, like they rate the guys. And like, this guy's full of shit. This guy just calls and never actually books. And this guy, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Whoa.
That's pretty crazy. I'm really happy I haven't caught a sex worker in 20 years.
But it's like Yelp. It's only bad reviews because they want to keep the good ones for themselves.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I think it is just bad, but it's one just like it's all complaints about the guys.
Pays in coins. I hate it. I always got to go to a fucking
I bet you want
star.
That meth.
Shing, 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 shing.
He brings bags with money signs on them filled with quarters. Yeah, that's... Did you find the Dustin Diamond highlight tape?
No, this is Jerry Rafferty,
dude. But I found different clips.
Of him just being a dick?
Yeah, Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember.
Because he didn't need to get in shape, did he?
He was just, like, not in shape. He wasn't, like, fat or anything necessarily.
For you for the entire season. Man, VH1 had a look for, like, 7 years.
So for the last time.
Oh, dude, I loved their reality stuff. Yeah. Surreal Life?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Was that Flava Flav?
Yep. And then Flavor, then he did Flavor of Love, and I got into all those.
And then the girl, what was the girl's name?
Girl?
New York, New York. Remember when she got on stage with Jay-Z and Beyonce? Was it Beyonce? Jay-Z and fucking Brianna.
I Love New York.
They were singing their song that's New York at the Grammys, and New York from that show came on stage thinking it was about her because she was drunk. And just poses with them at the end. It's the most awkward thing.
What? Her name was Tiffany something.
Yeah, Wonk Eye.
New York.
It was so funny. It's like to see that confidence.
She looked like she looked like Lamb Chop. She was just eyelashes that touched her forehead.
Imagine being so drunk that you're like, this song is about me.
I mean,
Elton
she knew
John's
the song.
Concert. Daniel Estrada.
Well, Tila Tequila was the...
Oh, that show was my bisexual awakening.
Really?
I think so.
Do you remember? That's one of the most vicious reality show fight moments I've ever seen, when the guy headbutts the other guy in the mouth and the blood's black because he's bleeding so bad, splits his gums and teeth.
Oh, yeah, Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
No, you're thinking of... It's Little Mama that went on stage.
It was Little Mama, that's right. She does look like New York, though.
Damn.
Now I just sound racist.
Yeah. It looked like her. How about, they thought that one girl was going to be something, Oscar De La Hoya's, like, cousin or whatever, or niece, was Daisy. Remember Daisy of Love?
Oh, Daisy of Love. That was it. The cowboy hat with the butterfly on it.
Yeah. She came off of Bret Michaels' show.
Rock of Love.
And then she got her own thing, Daisy of Love.
Yep.
Oh, was she the real jacked up one that they imitated her on SNL?
She was all crazy lips. And, yeah. She was nutty looking.
She looks like one of the white chicks.
She looks like white chicks worked out.
Yeah. 2009.
Damn, that is nuts. Dude.
She does look like if a robot came to life.
Yes. Where's Daisy De La Hoya?
She looks like
now?
A sex doll.
Yeah, for real.
It was such a sad non-jump off, though. For I think what people got on those shows to do for a while, you could jump on a VH1 show, run out, bang out a porn, and then for a moment, people were like, oh, shit, the girl from that show. Well, and then when they just did multiple porns, everyone was just like, oh, yeah, she just kind of looked like a porn star from the get-go anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing like, it wasn't like you're seeing Girl Next Door, like, oh, shit, Winona Ryder's in a porn. It's like seeing like these girls, like, yeah, I assume they all probably did porn or stripped before.
Well, you know what happened with Tila Tequila, right? Where she is now.
She's like a Nazi, right?
Not now. Now she's like born again or something.
She like wears all white, no makeup. She looks like the girl from The Ring now.
Yeesh.
And yeah, she wears, like, long,
dude. When you throw it into fifth gear for that long,
yeah,
you're gonna fucking burn out.
It was wild.
Her pussy was tired.
Oh my god, it was like she dated Sean.
It was snoring.
She even gave her
a cartoon snore.
She gave her bonka. She gave her her bonka workout too. And that one video is just straight big dick anal.
Well, she used to fuck Sean Merriman, the linebacker for the Chargers.
Oh yeah,
who was a monster. And
didn't he beat her up?
Yeah, he beat her up.
Yeah, he
did. Beat it up like this. I think he threw her through a wall like a Terminator.
No.
Yeah, like he was massive. That guy was a terrifying linebacker in the NFL. Sean Merriman and Tila Tequila. Look at
that. He threw her through a wall?
Some shit like that.
He beat her up pretty bad.
Kool-Aid Tequila.
It turned her into a Nazi.
I want to support the Third Reich. Through the wall.
I mean, because she went to the Gathering of the Jugglers. Her trajectory is pretty crazy.
Falsely imprisoning Tila Tequila. She's so tiny, probably put her in a shirt pocket.
It's easy. super easy, dude. She went to the Gathering of the Jugglers. They threw human feces at her.
No.
Then she became a Nazi. She was pretty stoked on that for a while.
And then they find Jesus.
And then she found Jesus now.
I thought the Jugglers were nice.
They are actually pretty nice. They threw shit at her.
That's how bad she is.
Yeah, they really thought she was just it was awful. Because I think Method Man went out right after her and was like, don't be throwing shit at us. And they were like, no way, we would never. And then they went back to being great.
You're cool. Falsely imprisoning, by the way, if you're an NFL linebacker and your 4'11" girlfriend gets away from you trying to imprison her.
Yeah.
That's the topic of every shit talking hilarious. On the field after that. You go, that
I wasn't imprisoning her. I was containing her.
He goes, yeah. I go, I can't.
Side to side. My lateral movements are on point.
She's an east to west. I'm a north to south. It just threw me off.
I wish I knew football terms to join in, guys.
You'd be there. You'd be right there. Tila Tequila always, the shot of love was like the one where I was like,
I checked out, actually, because it was the bisexual thing.
Oh, my entire family was coming out. By the end of the season, we were all in love with the girl that looked like Justin Bieber, Danny.
Is
all
there
of
oh,
us.
A masculine girl?
It was the, she was the top, like, she had to choose between two people.
She was like one of, that show was like one of those medications that brings out all the stuff before yeah. it clears it up. Your yes. whole family's like, we're all gay. We're yes. all kind of gay.
Well, my dude. Mom was like, she's basically a boy. It doesn't count.
Tila Tequila was so hot, and look at that, dude. She hit the Margaret Cho wall.
Whoa.
Ain't that a son of a bitch?
Yeah, dude.
Eventually, you're just an older Asian lady.
She had to throw. She had to throw the chute, or she was going to blow up.
It always really, really, really confuses me when people that aren't white become like white supremacists.
Right.
It makes.
We got
sense.
A good medical program. The 401k is pretty incredible.
Well, I think a lot of the times the people are like not white, and then are like at least attractive or have some sort of other privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Where it makes it a little easier.
Yeah, it makes sense. A hot girl losing her steam would go white supremacist because you're like, I'm losing my grip.
You can, you know, you would at least have all those guys.
Yeah, and then you're like, how awesome are white people? And they're like, ah! It's like having a catchphrase.
Especially like knowing you'll be like an Asian girl. You're like the different girl. You know, there's obviously white chicks that do that, but. That when you're really, the Asian.
That is really funny. It says there, when she doubled down on her alt-right leanings in 2016, when she attended a white nationalist event hosted by Nazi sympathizer Richard Spencer. Sieg Heil, she tweeted, adding a picture of her doing a Nazi salute. Yeah. You don't remember that?
I mean,
it's
no.
wild. She would go dressed as Hitler for like costume
That's
balls
crazy.
And stuff.
She must have been, she must have been fucked up.
She is fucked. No one does these extremes unless there's something that Drugs. She's not getting
she has
to the cool.
children.
Does she?
She has like three children.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, here comes next three best comedians, possibly. If they're funny, we're all fucked.
I just heard myself
they're all named
lose
their little drinks. It's Lemon Drop.
oh, yeah, she tweeted that out with her dressed as sexy no. Nazi.
Yeah, she always had a bit of a five head, though.
Oh, for sure. She yeah. looked like Mars Attack.
Yeah, she has like an ant head.
It looked like she could pull it off and it'd be one of those brains in a fucking tube.
I'll tell you what. Took a monster cock up the ass. Didn't even change shape of her slanty eyes.
No.
Not at all.
Is that how you think
that works?
Just
another Tuesday.
Huh? Yeah, I think when you get it big enough up the ass, you go, oh.
Whoa.
I was trying to find the final two contestants. Do you remember the names at all if you
the
see
girl,
them?
The girl, I think it was Danny.
Tila Is that
Tequila,
who won it?
Who, I think she might have won.
Danny Campbell.
Got her. Ladies and gentlemen, we got her.
Let's find her.
We got her.
Dig it up.
Everyone?
If she's dead, it's going to be sad.
We got her. Is she? No.
That's like, I got really
you
into,
never know.
What's that fucking UK one?
The Island Brother. Of Love? Or Love
Island?
Island?
I got into that, and then everyone started killing themselves.
Really?
Yes.
Like K-pop groups?
Dude, no, like the hosts, people on the show.
Oh,
After
really?
The show, they
the
all
British
just killed
one?
Themselves. Yeah, the British one specifically.
They just couldn't take it,
a
or
A guy
what?
From 60 Days In just killed himself. I'm surprised the VH1 thing doesn't have a sadder.
There's
my boy.
A sadder history. There's, like there he
what,
is.
That's not my mom. Yeah. That
Damn.
Was it. That
your
was
whole,
it.
Your whole family is crazy for her.
Yes,
and you were like,
isn't that nuts?
And you were like, I'm bizarrely attracted to this.
Yeah, well,
girl.
You get to know them throughout the season. They become good people.
You got to get to know them.
It's not
them.
About their gender by the end of the season. You're like, I like this person. Yes, we all had a crush on her. My stepdad, my mom, my sisters, me, we were all like, she's the winner. She's the hottest.
If you met her, you'd be like, you brought my family together.
Yeah. They're all homophobic again. It fades off for a while.
My guess would be the most
it's like
difficult.
Novocaine.
Yeah.
My guess would be the most difficult lesbian to succeed at would be the butch who's into super, like, feminine girls.
Right, she kind of looks good now.
There's a whole, the femmes and the masks love each other.
The femmes and the what?
Masks.
M-A-S-C.
That's like
oh,
a butch lesbian, yeah.
Masculine.
Yeah, they call them mask.
I thought they call them, was there some other word for it?
Line cook.
No. Line cook.
Terry.
Yeah.
No, they call, fuck, it's not butch. What is it?
Dyke?
No, it's a great word too. It's bumming me out that I can't think of it.
Oh, stud.
Bull.
Stud.
Stud.
Yeah, they call them studs.
Studs.
Stud. A stud, it makes sense because it's like you feel like they have the belt and they're like overly sexual.
Yeah.
Men.
But my thing is, you said there's a big crossover between those two things, but I would think a hot girl who says she's a lesbian is probably thinking she's into like feminine women? Like, why would it go with like a masculine dude or a masculine woman?
Because you know what it is.
What are you not doing with being with a guy at that point?
What kind of guy would you
like
go?
Like men, but they still have they still act like women sometimes. Yeah. Which is men are they're so repulsed by the male personality. I think.
Yeah. What kind of dude would you be with? Yeah.
But they, I think I could fall very quickly into a feminine role, so I want a brute guy.
Oh, I would love a brute. I didn't have a dad, so I'd love a brute. But I could also see myself being with a sassy little motherfucker.
I think
know?
I'd be annoyed. Sweet. I'd
little
be annoyed.
Filipino guy that fucking gives it.
No way, dude.
Dan, you don't treat me right. Yeah. I'm like, stop it, Philip. I can't. Get over here.
The choice of flamboyant gay.
I can't stop your kisses. I'm like, dance with me.
Almost exclusively across the board. Damn my least liked personality when I first meet someone is over the top flamboyant gay.
Oh, I don't.
The personality. Yeah. I don't give a shit about the sexual thing. I'm thinking when you're like, hello. You're like, please. Please stop doing that.
Yeah, dude. You would be with like a Zach Wilde looking dude.
No. Prettier than that, but you know, I'd be with a guy
Jensen Ackles,
who is hairy but shaves his body because he's muscular, and it has a face like one of the guys at the when you go to get a haircut.
Yeah.
You know the dudes.
Marky Mark.
You know dudes with like their
you would fuck Handsome Pete. If Handsome Pete was gay,
Who's that?
It was my former roommate.
But he's got to be able to protect me if the shit
goes down. Bonafide hottie.
Really?
Yeah.
Gay?
But I need
no,
to be...
No, straight.
I need to be protected, though, too. If he's going to be the guy, then I need to be safe.
True.
You know what I mean? So...
Yeah.
I went the other way. I don't like... I'm not attracted to mask lesbians at all.
No, you like... No. You'd be
pretty girls, right?
The only thing I like about men is how mean they are. That's I don't want that in a woman.
But you said that made you... You liked the masculine
when
girl.
I was younger, yeah, for sure. But now I'm
What
like,
about
now.
You? Do you like masculine or more feminine girls?
I would totally say more feminine, but as I've seen like masculine lesbian.
Christine likes to be the guy in all of her relationships.
Well, I'd fuck her.
Yeah.
But I am a bisexual slut.
Lou.
It's just drops we have.
Lou, are you going?
I was wondering if you said that and I was stroking out. Like her mouth didn't move.
Sometimes the volume is perfect on the microphone that it's the same volume as the drop. That was the Jacob Pasha that I thought he did in the room. DJ Lou.
Yes.
Would you be with a big old, are you with Big Chris or a little Bruce?
Well, we already know, dude. You like him two at a time, and you like him fucking fun.
You like a handful of man.
You like you have two grips of dude.
You like a double scoop.
Regardless, I don't like sexually aggressive. You know, romance me, whoever you are.
All right, but so I'm saying, would you, big burly guy? Would you be with a big burly guy?
You want a guy smaller than you or bigger than you?
I'm not entertaining that, but I am friends with a butch gal, and she pulls the hottest women, lipstick lesbians.
What are you running from what I actually asked?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm
not supposed
to say lipstick lesbians.
Would you rather
anymore?
Be with somebody? Would you rather be with somebody like a small, like daintier one you could toss around, or do you want to get treated like a bitch?
Yeah. Do you want to hold a pocket, or do
I
you want to fucking?
I think he was going equal.
Yeah, I don't want to be a bitch.
You want to just make out like you guys only 69?
Oh, dude, just having brute masculine. If I just had a masculine boyfriend and I was like, dude, what's going on? We do that. You remember that gay porn where they start punching each other? They'd be like, what are you doing?
I picture Lou fucking a guy missionary and whacking his wiener in
just
front
grab
of him.
His dick and go, oh, what? What are you going to do now? What you got now? He's like, whoa.
This seems too real.
I'm like, dude, time to seesaw.
Christine, have you ever been with a butch lesbian? That-
no.
Never, right?
Mm-mm.
Black Lou, what would you do? Would you go feminine, masculine?
What's your name?
Okay.
What?
He's on the phone. Or he's not.
Just trying to get out of this.
That might have just been the most
There's
brilliant
no caller.
Bail. That might have been the most brilliant bail I've ever
There's
seen.
There's no
my
caller.
Life.
He's playing it up so hard, too. He put the headphones back on.
From Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from Denver. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It just happens to be.
That's not even
Denver.
A real place.
Okay.
That is. I'm from there. You don't know. They don't know how to
he
use
He couldn't
phones.
Think of a fake place. We just said where you were from, the first person he heard.
Oh, you're from Denver, Philadelphia? He's still committed. I'm watching your computer. I can see your
There's
computer.
Nobody on there.
There's nothing on there.
Damn, dude. He played it all off. Denver. We were right.
What would you... Would you want a masculine man or a feminine man?
I can't entertain it neither.
Obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
Neither. All right.
Well, not only... Don't listen
He's
to
not down
DJ
with that
Lou.
Gay shit.
Not only is DJ Lou entertained it, he almost had sex with two men.
Every day do you have to tell this story? Every day you gotta tell it?
You
I
had
didn't
sex
tell
with a
the
man.
Story.
I just got hit on by two aggressive young jerk-offs.
Hit on.
Two young men.
They hit on him well before he went back to their place.
Oh, whoa.
A guy jerked off in front of
him. Guy jerked off in front of
him. I wanted a nightcap, Kim.
Wait, so you're gay?
Yeah. No, I'm just gullible.
Yeah. Wait, so yeah, guys,
he's more of an alcoholic.
Hold on,
gullible's not.
Did a man really jerk off at you?
He was in the He was in the peripheral.
Stop, no, but it was at him.
It was aggressively at him.
And you knew what was happening, and you stayed till
he
came.
I left when I saw it.
He didn't leave. He told us first he left, and then the other day we found out the guy spent some time afterwards while the other one's beaten off. The other one was next to him going, "You never thought about it?"
No. Before he beat off, "You never thought about it," is what he said to me.
They were trying to get you into it, and then when you didn't consent, they're like, "Well, we're just going to come anyways."
They just started fucking around.
We're going around the corner for a second.
They shut the door and they went, "Whatever, we're back to business."
They got Lou back to the place with prize of alcohol. Then when they got there, there was no alcohol, and the one guy started beating off. Lou thought about it for a little while, and then he left.
Hey, Lou, as a woman, tale as old as time.
Right.
I've fallen for that one before.
Oh, you've gone to the lair and had to get out?
I've gone to the lair and had to escape, yeah. And it's always like in the movies, you have to run down rocks down the side of a mountain. There's a moat.
Do you think, take out somebody like me or like Soda or somebody that you know,
okay,
where it wouldn't be crazy if we were on the road, like come smoke weed in the room.
Right.
Do you try not to go back to guys' rooms if you know that they at least are semi-interested?
Yeah, and I only hang out with my close friends.
But I'm saying, were you younger? Did you get caught up in
when
that?
When I was
fucking
younger, I would.
Could Louis C.K. have whacked off in front of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You wouldn't have ran your mouth, though.
No, I would have been. No, I always say that. The girls were like, "He used his power." I was like, "I would have used my power, and I would have been touring around the world, sweetie."
Like, what's Belgium like?
Yeah, he would have been fucking. He would have regretted the day he jerked at me because he would have been paying for it for a year. I would have been like, "You owe me so much."
That's great. After a year, you go, "You're off the hook now."
Yeah. You are absolved. Yeah.
And you better be nice.
I don't say anything.
Make them flinch.
I won't say anything anymore. You don't say anything. We keep it cool.
All I'm saying is, if there's a next season of Louis and there's a role for me,
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Who's the crustiest, funniest celebrity who's hit on you?
The crustiest?
Yeah.
Funniest?
Like the funniest, like, situation. Not like the funniest person. I mean, like the crustiest, like.
Oh, that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like John Lovitz really tried to work you for
you know, acting. Yeah.
Set. You know him.
I know him?
No.
Andy Dick?
No. Oh, I can't say.
Yeah, you can.
I can't say.
The funniest celebrity she knows.
I really can't say because he's still around.
The funniest celebrity she knows that made me laugh really hard because it was such a surprise. Again, because The Doors being one of my favorite movies of all times.
Yeah.
When I came in the Guest Digital one time, she was saying, I'm on the FaceTime with Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, and then she goes, "Hey, Val," he goes, "This is Jay, he's a hilarious comedian," and she just turns in front of me and he goes, "Hello." And I was like, "Holy shit, it's Val Kilmer."
Oh my God, it's Iceman.
He's sick. And he's like, "Hello." I was like, Jim Morrison.
How long have you known Val Kilmer for?
Probably like 4 or 5 years.
That's crazy. Did you know him before he was sick?
I knew him when he was like just getting sick.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
He was much different when I knew him. He was like, yeah.
He's Doc Holliday.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing. Dude, and he's always been super respectful, too. Speaking, I asked him, you know, a couple years after knowing him, I watched Willow with my grandma every year on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So I asked him for Christmas if he would sign a Willow poster while he was in New York. And I met him. He was like, "Meet me at my hotel."
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, here goes the end of our friendship.
He goes, "I'm your huckleberry." Do you mind if I masturbate in front
Why,
of you?
Why, Kim, you're not wearing a bustle. How lewd.
He started with the Jim Morrison lines.
"Come on, baby, ride the snake with me. We can whip the horse's eyes."
I was like, "I don't get it. Do you have any money for crafts?"
I won.
I love to gamble. No, but I was like, when he said meet me in the lobby, I was like, fuck, dude. But I really wanted this poster signed, so I was like, I'll meet him in the lobby. And when we were at the lobby, he was like, "I'm going to run up and get the poster and I'll be down." And I was like, thank God. Please.
Unless you want to join.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the best. He's so cool.
Yeah.
"Can I use your back and butt to lean on to write my name?"
Let's take our first break.
Yeah, this show's flying by.
Yeah. It's 46. Yo, 46 Diz Am. Kim Congdon hanging out. It's the Bonfire. By the way, Skankfest next week.
Yeah.
There's tickets are... Go through, I don't know, there's like Facebook groups, there's people reselling for market value.
Yeah, over on the Legion of Skanks Facebook group or the Skankfest networking group, there's people that are trying to, you know, last minute things come up.
Hey, we're all going to be there.
I'm sneaking people under the ground for black market prices. I'm digging them through.
She's underground.
A thousand a pop, baby.
Lewis being like, Kim, it was you the whole time?
I have dirt all over me.
You were El Coyote? You fucking bitch.
She's got a mining helmet on. She's covered in soot.
You're the mole. Kim the Mole Congdon.
We're hanging out with Kimmy Congdon, everybody. We'll be right back. It's The Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.